Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur on the Rambam Hilchos Malachim 5:1. The Kesef Mishnah, after he brings the Sugya and Sota that we learned the first shiur, writes V'yishtmol Rabbeinu Shekaru L'Mulchemes Shiva Amim Yer Mulchemes Amalek Mitzvah V'lo Kiro Choyva. Why does the Rambam call the war of the seven nations and the war of Amalek a mitzvah and not a chova? We see in the Gemara category of Melchemes Chova. So call it a Melchemes Chova. Why call it a Melchemes Mitzvah? It's even more than a mitzvah, it's a chova. That's the Kesef Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah and the Maharpanim Yerushalmi say that they don't understand the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha. Because only according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are these three categories of Rishus, Mitzvah, and Choyva. But the Rambam, as we saw, at Kepaskin, like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan only have two categories, Mitzvah and Rishus. So Avada, the Rambam is going to say that it's going to, that Melchemes Amalek and Melchemes Shiva Amamin is a Melchemes Rishus. Because the Rambam Chal doesn't have a category of Melchemes Choyva. So what's the case of Mishnah's Kasha? That's what the Heiliger Lechem Mishnah and Mara Eponim ask on the Kesef Mishnah. So what's Pshat? So it appears as follows. And again, we are riding on the coattails of Moreno Rabbeinu, Hagon, Hagodol, Muflo, Hamuflog, She'en L'She'er, Ve'en L'Ta'er, Drov Gaonuto, B'Chalifuto, Moran Rav, Dovid Zatzal. That Bivadai, when we make a preemptive strike on Goyim in order that they shouldn't attack us, what the Gemara calls the Ma'ute Akum, the Ma'ute Oivde Kulchovim, the Lo Lesi Alayhu, that is definitely a Hatzalah. That definitely saves us. Like the Shiara Karban writes, Yushalmi, Bibo Alon, if they're attacking us, is there a man de Omar? That there's no mitzvah? Of course, if they attack us, it's a mitzvah. Even a Yachid who's near Duff is an essay and a loisisei to save him. Losam Adam Reacha, loisisei. Vashevoiso loi, asay. That's why, is it a mitzvah to serve in the army? It's pasha. Just, you're saving a Jewish life. Samar al dam reyecha. Question, should one serve in the army? There are other mitzvahs we do also. So, army has its own issues, right? I'm not getting into that. But all the other things being equal, if there are other problems, the person's not going to be learning Torah in yeshiva, and the army is a nice religious army. Separation between boys and girls, no girls in the army. So if everything was kosher, kosher v'yasher, in Nevada, l'samal adam reyecha, what's the shayl? V'ashev osolo, is avedas nefesh, like we see in the Gemara Sanhedrin. And since the rabbis hold that we don't have this inyan, b'lem u'tei akum d'lo leisi alon, in other words, if the Goyim are attacking us, Avada is a mitzvah to protect ourselves. And the rabbis hold, we see in the Gemara, that there's no mitzvah, not called a Melchemes mitzvah, to stop the Goyim, to make a preemptive strike. So they obviously don't consider it a sofek pikuach nefesh and a mitzvah in such an instance. And the Kesef Mishnah holds, Shekol HaMachlokes, Bein Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon yi, the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's considered Hatzalah even b'lemu'ute akum the lo leisi alon. Even when we're stopping the Goyim from attacking us, that's called Hatzalah. When we make a preemptive strike, that's called Hatzalah. And since that's called Hatzalah, therefore it's a mitzvah according to Rabbi Yehuda. Masha'en kein l'rabbanon, there's only Hatzalah if the Goyim attack us, but not to make a preemptive strike. However, the geder, the definition, the nature of a mulchama, of asu alon, when the Goyim are attacking us, according to the Rabbanon, is the same geder as the mulchama of a preemptive strike against the Akum, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the chiddush here. The nekudas chiddush is that the geder of the mulchama of asu alon le'rabbanon is the same as the geder mulchama, meaning asu alon means they come upon us and they attack us. That's the same as the geder of the mulchama of the Jews making a preemptive strike against the Goyim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who, as we saw in the Gemara, says that it's a mitzvah. And if so, only Amalek and Milchemes Yehoshua are going to be a choiva according to the Rabbanan. The rabbis will say that Amalek and Milchemes Yehoshua is the highest category, it's a choiva. Masha'enkein Ezras Yisrael Miyad Hatzar Shebo Aleihem, saving the Jews from an attacking enemy, even according to the Rabbanan, is going to be one madrega lower, and it's going to be a mitzvah, which is what a preemptive strike is according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we're saying that a protecting yourself from the Goyim according to the Rabbanan is like making a preemptive strike according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's the same idea. Protecting Jews, not like Mulchemes Amalek and Mulchemes Yehoshua. Those are special mitzvahs in the Torah to wage these wars against these specific enemies. But as far as protecting yourself goes, so the rabbis hold that Ezra Sisrael Miyad Hatzar is protecting yourself, and that's a mitzvah, just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mitzvah to make a preemptive strike to protect yourself. And therefore, the case of Mishnah, hat gut gefragt, he asked a good question. When he says, why doesn't the Rambam write this according to the Rabbanan? Why does the Rambam not say that Milchemes Amalek and Milchemes Shiva Hamamin is a choiva? Why does he only call it a mitzvah? Because what's going to be a mitzvah according to the rabbis? Ezra Sisrael Miyad Hatzar Shebo Aleihem. That's a mitzvah. But, b'chi zeh, Milchemes Amalek and Milchemes Shiva Hamamin is a choiva. And again, this is all derived from Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, preemptive strike is a mitzvah. And according to the Rabbanan would hold that preemptive strike is a mitzvah because you're saving Jews from a possible death. And that is not going to be a preemptive strike, is not considered Hatzalah, but saving Jews when the Goyim are attacking is a mitzvah, just as it is according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Memela, that's just merely a mitzvah. But Milchemes Sheva Amamin and Amalek is a higher level. That's actually going to be a choiva. Just like the Gemara says, Milchemes Yehoshua lichbosh divrei hakol choiva. Milchemes Yehoshua is a choiva, and Milchemes Amalek is a choiva. So that's why the Kesef Mishnah asks, so right there is a Chovah. Even Elibah Rabbanan, even Rabbanan have a category of Chovah. For them, the mitzvah is protecting yourself against the enemy. But higher than that are these special wars, which are Chovah, just like according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're Chovah. That's what we're doing now, is we're showing that the rabbis also have three categories. Because they're going to hold that protecting yourself against the enemy is a mitzvah. When they attack us, and Memela, Milchemes Amalek, is going to be a Chov. And again, the Gemara says, Lichbosh Divrei HaKol Chov. Milchemes Yehoshua, Lichbosh Divrei HaKol Chov. So that was why the Kesef Mishnah said, so why doesn't the Rambam call it a Chov? So we see from the Kesef Mishnah that his only problem was Lashon HaRambam. Why does the Rambam say that it's a mitzvah and not a Chov? But because the Mishnah had no issue with the fact that the Rambam says Ezus Yisrael Miatzar Shebaleim is a Mochemes Mitzvah. That he agrees with, that's not a problem at all. And if it's a mitzvah, then you don't need the rishus of the Sanhedrin, as the Rambam writes here, 5:2. And not only that, but this milchama, nilcham ba hamelech tchila, the king can fight this first before milchamas rishus. Even though it's only a mitzvah, it's not a chova, and it doesn't have a din of a kol yotzin. Just like we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the war of lemeute avdei kochavim de lo leisu alayhu, leisi alayhu, this preemptive strike, he calls a mitzvah, and there is a ptur of not everybody goes out to such a war. Gemara is the only nafkamina between in lemeute akum de lo leisu alayhu. Between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is whether it's called a rishus or a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says a mitzvah. Chum holds it's a rishus. And then Afkamina is, do we say Oseik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah? But as far as everybody going out, not everybody goes out. We have the pturim. Of various people that the Mishnah speaks about. And a chassan and a kala. Because this is only a Mochemes Mitzvah. It's not a Mochemes Chova. It's only a Mochemes Mitzvah. Then not everybody, if only it's Mochemes Mitzvah, not everybody goes out. Only a Mochemes Chova. He says in the Mishnah, "Vamed v'olam amurim." This is the Rabbi speaking. "B'milchamas rishus, aval b'milchamas mitzvah, hakol yotzin afilu chasin mechedro v'kala mechupas." And then Rabbi Yehuda says, "Vamed v'olam amurim b'milchamas mitzvah, amilchamas choiva, hakol yotzin afilu chasin mechedro v'kala mechupas." So, the mochama of Asu Alam Rabbanan, when they're attacking us, is like the mochama of Lo Leisu Alan, Akum de Lo Leisu Alan, a preemptive strike, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a preemptive strike, not everybody goes out. You have the Pturim, Yoruchei HaMochama. People are afraid of Eris. Chasen Kala. So Rabbi Yehuda Patrus Ben Mochamas Mitzvah, and the rabbis will categorize Ezus Yisrael Mi'ad Tzar like Rabbi Yehuda as a mitzvah, not a chovah. In other words, when the rabbis say everybody has to go out, that's talking about Mochamas Amalek and Mochamas Shivas Amamin. So it comes out then that when it's Ezus Yisrael Mi'ad Tzar, it's a Mochemes Mitzvah, and therefore you don't need Rishus. And also, it doesn't have a din of a Kol Yotzin, like Rabbi Yehuda holds by the Lamut Yakim Dula Leisu Alan. Doesn't have a din of a Kol Yotzin. But it's still a Mochemes Mitzvah, Shamelech Nilcham Bo Tchila. So now that we define this defending ourselves against the enemies as not requiring rishus of the Sanhedrin, and also that the king fights it first before Muhammad's rishus. The question, therefore, is why does the Gemara say the nafkamina is the gabe osik b'mitzvah? The Gemara should have said there's a nafkamina b'dinei milchama atzma. That is, the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina between the rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda? A preemptive strike. that the rabbis hold that it's a rishus, and the Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a mitzvah. And the nafkamina is Isaac per mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. No, I want to say better. And that is that the nafkamina is b'dinei ha-melachah atzma. The lo bayi rishus beis din hazeh. In other words, say we have a nafkamina. In this category of Lamute Altikom Lossi, also Ezra Miyamid Miyaratzar. See that since it's called a Milchamis Mitzvah, you don't need Rishis Beis Din. The answer is Pashit that the Gemara is not talking about. As this is only answer Shabbat Lang. The Gemara is talking about the Mudah of the Kham Dalai Salah. But they're also even Afghanina. They're also even Afghanina. If you hold the Mudah of the Kham is only Rishus, so then you don't need Rishus based in. Then you need Rishus based in. Whereas you hold it to Mitzvah, you don't need Rishus based in. And if you hold that it's a Mitzvah, the Mudah of the Kham Dalai Salah, then if it's a mitzvah, then the king fights it first before Muhammad's rishus, and if it's rishus, he doesn't. So why did the Gemara say different nafkaminas the gabei lemutei akum de lo leisalai? That according to the Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah, so you don't need rishus based in, and a king fights it first, and according to the Rabbanan. No. It's only Rishus. So you do need Rishus based in. And the king doesn't fight it first. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Nafkamina. Why only the Nafkamina? Vosik permits a patr mina mitzvah. So if it's Ezra Yisrael Mi'adatzar Shabbalayim, then everybody agrees that the king is Melacham Tchila and that you don't need Rishus based in. But when the Gemara says, what's the nafkamina about a preemptive strike to the Lelesi Akum Alayu, the Gemara should have said, this is Gufa nafkamina. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who calls it a mitzvah, the din is that you don't need Rishus Beis Din, and Milcham Batchila, and the Chachamim hold, they say that it's a Rishus. So in the middle of the Chacham hold, this is only a Rishus. You do need to ask Rishus Beis Din. And the king is not Melacham Tchila. According to the Tanakhama, it's only Rishus. So why doesn't Mordechai say that's the Nafkamina? Lugabi the Melacham itself. And Lugabi Yosek B'mitzvah Patrim and Mitzvah. So that's our Kasha. And Moreh Rabbi said, this was the third Shir. All three Shirim were just Kashas on this Rambam, this Sukhya. And Be'ezel Hashem Yisbarach, I know you love the Kashas, but the next time we're going to start the Mahalach. To answer the kashis, and hopefully we're going to see God gives us life and health. We're going to see the flaws in Torah Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so much for listening, my Rabbi. It was sweeter than sweet. And please, God, we are going to see wonders. So please stay tuned. And I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.